All right, Bob. Yeah, actually, the 20th of this month on Sunday, I'm doing another ride. I have a group that I've rode with for years. That a lot of them are based out of Detroit suburbs and that. And every year we try to get down, or at least I try to. I go down to Stockbridge, so straight down M52, past 94 is Stockbridge. They have a vintage motorcycle show every year. So the little town square, they park all the vintage bikes in the town square, and everybody that comes to it parks their bikes around the outside. So in some cases, there's, you know, been 100 vintage bikes there and 300 or 400 other bikes that people have rode in, and a lot of them ride their vintage bikes in. So there's a lot of old Harleys, old Hondas, old Suzukis, things from the 60s, 70s, 80s that people ride into this show. So we're meeting down there again. The show starts at 10 a.m. in the morning, ends about 4, but usually they start pulling the bikes out about 2 o'clock, 2:30. Everybody starts to break up a little bit. So we're having lunch at the restaurant there in Hell at noon. I'll go there, get there about 10:30, so I got about an hour and a half or so to view the bikes before I head to lunch with the group. And then I'll head home right after that, take some of the back roads and head home again back into Saginaw. So missed it last year. It rained. Downpour again. We were there the year before, last couple of years. So it's only a 75-mile ride each direction, so it's a fairly short ride. But really nice to see some of the beautiful old bikes from the 30s, 40s, and that the people bring to the show. It's a really good event. And this has been going on for probably about 20 years or so, I think. So really fun to do. Next up on the list, NNTN, Bob, and then we'll be at there. Bob, Doug, we'll be at the end of the list here. Go right ahead, Doug.
Bob, good evening again. I was just checking the calendar. I think you said that your auction of the equipment was going to be the 19th or something like that. Because what I see is coming weekend is Detroit and Grand Rapids. Then Gaylord is the 26th, and West Branch is the 19th, and I think your club one is the 19th. Am I correct? And it ends.
That is correct. Our club auction will be, it's usually been the third Saturday of September, so September 19th in a couple of weeks here will be the club auction out at the airport. Starts at noon, runs until everything's gone, usually about 1:30 or so. So that's what will be happening. I know it kind of coincides with some other things around the area, but normally we have not had anybody come down to our event during that week, and most of our people, if they did, haven't gone up to Ogama County for their event as well. But unfortunately, over the years, they've been at different times, but they kind of line up this year. But it is the 19th. Go right ahead, Doug.
All right, I just was making sure I had it down there. I don't think I can get from West Branch to back down here for noon, so maybe. We'll see how the things go. Yeah, we went camping. We were down by the all that mall down there, Bertrand. It was a different campground, so considerably different than I'm used to. So it was interesting, so we'll see. And it ends in. Back tonight.
Yeah, if you were near the outlet mall, Frankenmuth and that, yeah, the Yogi Bear and things like that, I guess it's down there. Yeah, that's a little bit different than heading north to the campsites up there. So funny thing was, I ran into a couple from Ohio, and we were talking. I said I was from Michigan, and he asked where and that, and he says, oh, my wife and I go up to Michigan camping up to West Branch. We go up all the time up to West Branch camping. So they drive from southern Ohio all the way to West Branch to go camping, but Ohio doesn't have, well, you can go east. To go eastern Ohio, it gets a little more rustic than, because we've rode motorcycles in the eastern part. It's a lot more hilly, and and curvy roads in the eastern part than it is on the west. But that was kind of strange that they drive all the way to West Branch to go camping. Good for us, bad for them. I wouldn't want to have to travel that far with a trailer to go camping.
KDAC, repeater side denied.
KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.